So you experienced a bunch of wildlife that literally tried to kill you to get you out of this area, and you're still going to, like, try to inhabit, like, this area. You literally find giant spiders and scorpions in your shoes that kill people, and you still want to live
there. Who would live? No one would. No one's going to believe that you that there's this bustling metropolis directly next to the most desolate and horrifying desert in the world. Who the hell's going to... I can't sell this map. No one's going to believe this. It's too unbelievable.
So anyway, The French Inch.
The French Inch. Look it up.
Kendrick's first porn movie.
More like my seventh porn movie.
French Inch. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sit sock, everybody.
This French Inch shit.
Kendrick, Kyle, and Amy.
He said he was 5'7".
Look up the inches, though.
Look at the inches, Amy. Like, when we're together at home alone, look at the inches.
So the whole point of this is that Napoleon was not as short as Amy. That's where we're going.
French inches. Yeah, Napoleon was not as short as Amy. The French inch, this the French royal foot, is exactly 9,000 out of 27,760 meters in Quebec. The survey in French units were converted using the relationship one pied. Of, I'm not choosing a French accent.
What is happening?
Of the French variety, the same word being used for the English feet as well. 12.789 inches. So he was taller than he seemed.
Yes. So he was...
By
he was
0.7 inches per foot.
So if he was 5 foot six...
That means that he was 3 inches taller than American 5 foot six.
Yes. Which means he was closer to 5 foot nine. Or 5 foot ten area. Which is actually the average height for people, for men now.
But why was he so short then?
He wasn't.
No, but I know what I heard in all the Hollywood I've seen. All the jokes, all the parody. He is a short man.
He's not, though. That's the funny
part
about
it. Can you just not... Can you just take that part of you that likes to ruin all the things that are good in life?
The fun ruiner?
And just take it
Did
out.
You just tell me to kill myself?
And put it...
You just told me to kill myself, didn't you?
I did not do that.
Don't forget to kill yourself.
Don't forget to kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. That looks like a weird naked person.
It totally does.
Isn't that weird? I never noticed that before.
Anyway.
Again, welcome to Sit Sock. I have no fucking idea what we're going to talk
the
about
French
tonight.
The French inch, I told you. Amy, you're short. Get over it.
So, I think what happened was... Once I was in the forest, right, and what had happened was I thought I was around my parents, but I wasn't. Like, they had left and they had gone continue hiking up the trail, so I got kind of lost in the forest for a little bit. And I, like, was walking to try to get to the trail again, but we were on, like, this kind of weird picnic path that was off the trail, and it was kind of an open area. And so I picked the wrong path, right? This was in somewhere in Colorado. I don't really remember. It was when I was a kid, but I think it was probably up near where we used to have our land or our ranch. And I got lost, and I ended up finding one of those, like, if you drive through Colorado enough, you can find these little ramshackle houses that are just kind of out in the middle of fields and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You seen those before?
Mm-hmm, I have.
It was that, like that, but it was in the forest, right? And so what happened was I went through the door. I was, like, exploring because I'm a fucking kid, right? That's what we do.
We used to do that, too, yeah.
I don't do that anymore because I'm terrified of, like, exactly what this story is about, actually. But, so I went in. I was, like, digging around, like, looking through the shelves and stuff. Kind of like if I had played Skyrim as a child, like, I was Skyriming the house.
That's why Skyrim was so popular. It was the same thing as Kyle's childhood.
Because it's just a loot. It's just childhood looting. That's what they teach you how to do is just loot. Like, oh, so if you walk into your house, you can just take this, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, and if it's red, I can't take it.
If you walk into anybody's house, you can just take stuff, as long as it's not red.
So I was rummaging around, and I found this, like, this key that was, like, sitting on this, like, desk.
Yeah.
And I it was, like, an old-style key, too, so it was, like, not
the
what
big
I was familiar
old
with.
Ones?
Yeah, it wasn't huge, but it was, like, big. It was, like...
The cylindrical, like,
yeah,
main
like,
piece, and then the big old toothy thing
yep,
coming out.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And, so I was, like, looking around the house for where the key went, and I finally found, like, in the back bedroom, there was this, like, floor panel that had, like a key lock on it. So I put it in, and I, like, lifted it up, and, like, at this point, I'm just kind of freaked out because I was, like...
What is your goal, dude?
To merge at the end of them. He's
trying he wanted to be at
he's
least
trying to zipper harder than you.
I guess, but I've had an opening, and I had a nice spot.
And so...
He's, Okay, carry on.
I opened this thing, and I was kind of getting freaked out because it was really dark down there. But I started to, like, look down in the hole, and, like, the light came through the window in such a way that it illuminated, like, what was down there. And it was this kind of, I don't know, it was, I think it was a dead body. But I don't really know that it was a dead body, because I, like, kind of got freaked out and ran away. I left the house, and I somehow got back to, the picnic area. And luckily my dad was standing there, like, waiting. And so, like, yeah. So I saw a dead body.
It was probably just leaves.
That was all made up.
I know.
Okay, good.
Oh, I thought you were describing a dream.
No, no, no. That was
I wasn't sure if you were trying to remember a no sleep.
No, that was I was trying to see how off the cuff I could go.
You were pretty good. You were good. Only someone I think who knows you well enough would have known that your pauses weren't at your normal pauses of recollection.
Mm-hmm.
It was your pauses of invention.
Yeah, so everybody listening to the podcast, did you think that I was being serious, or was that fake?
Like, comment, and subscribe your answer as to whether or not you thought that. Subscribe your answer.
Subscribe your answer.
No, I think it was good. And for a while, I was caught up in it, and then it was your pauses made me think of more when you were DMing than when you were trying to tell a story you were trying to remember. And that's only because I've been around you long enough to see
so both. What you're saying is I need to write out these stories beforehand so I don't have to pause as much.
What I'm saying is you need to be more deranged and disassociative, where you don't remember what stories are real and happened to you and what stories are made up that you're inventing on the spot.
That's a good point.
If you reach that point, you will probably be a menace to society.
Yeah. I mean,
those are people who start to not know the difference between movies and real life.
Two or three steps.
Yeah, I'm right there. Like, so, when I tell stories, I legitimately can't remember if it was me or Gary that did the thing sometimes. And it's like, how do I not remember if I got hit in the face how do I not remember
this? We're like a shared consciousness.
No, it's just that I get wrapped up in narratives.
Have you ever seen a dead body, though? Go ahead.
Have seen only one in a casket.
Okay, so you've never seen, you never found a dead body.
I've never found a dead body. Amy? I found a dead animal.
Yeah, I found that, too.
But not a dead human being.
Amy, have you ever found a dead body?
No.
What are you doing? Oh, I thought you were, taking a picture of us.
She's recording no pictures me during my the bullshit. Podcast. So we're already recording it, so I don't know why. you could just subpoena this.
We don't need to make a separate recording or anything like
that. We all know full well I don't edit them for shit.
So I read that article that you sent last week about the, see what I did there? Last week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I ruined it again. I can't help myself because I get so excited I didn't fuck it up. That,
oh my God, I didn't fuck it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
I will give us money.
We gotta bring six of them, which will cost more money than you could ever imagine.
I finally did burn down to just one case, but another one will be delivered next week. So it's almost like it's a Laverne Shirley kind of thing, or whatever. Not Laverne Shirley. What's the other one?
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where all the cakes are filling up and she can't frost them and everything right in time, and then it's like, oh, Lucy.
Isn't that chocolates or something?
Yeah, it's like little chocolates or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I think they actually did the shtick twice.
Oh, you mean like she's working on a line and she can't do it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand that reference.
And she puts them in her pockets and like eats them.
I want to be the grip on the other side who's putting those on the conveyor belt. That seems like that would have been a fun job.
So I read that article about the guy who was a fantasy map maker, and he was like saying New Orleans was like a made up city.
Nolens.
And some of the shit he had to say was actually really funny, so I wanted to kind of go over.
Would you like to share some of that?
Yeah,
today?
I was going to go over his comment.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about how New Orleans is a poorly rendered fantasy map.
Yeah, so this, I think, I'll just read the whole thing, and then we can kind of talk about everything afterwards.
That sounds fantastic. I know nothing about New Orleans except that it is, the city itself is organized in a not very American way, and it isn't organized in a very French way. That's
basically,
all I know
they
about
can't
New
decide
Orleans.
If it needs to be, like, in an ocean or not in an ocean, or, I don't know. So
nature
again,
wants it underwater, and we don't.
So this is on thepoke.com, I guess.
A real bastion of journalistic integrity.
A guy who's made role-playing master games. So he's not a professional map maker or anything like that, I don't think.
Let's call him one. Fuck it. A professional map maker for role-playing
games. No. James L. Sutter, co-creator of Pathfinder and Starfinder RPGs, has been looking at maps of New Orleans. So this guy is actually
Starfinder?
Starfinder is the fantasy or the sci-fi version of Pathfinder.
That sounds way better.
It's pretty cool. We can play it.
I hate Pathfinder. We'll just go. Go on.
Loudly. So And he says so the guy who created Pathfinder and Starfinder criticizes a map of New Orleans for being unrealistic, and it's gone viral because he did this on Twitter. So his first comment is, these are map pictures you're going to have to look at later. He's just showing a general, I'm going to describe kind of the areas, and you can follow your heart.
Good
if
luck.
You really want to, like, you know, see what we're doing. Follow along at home with the article down below.
Topomological.
So his first comment was, holy cow, if you like fantasy maps, spend some time looking at New Orleans. What is even going on with this city? If this came from a freelancer, there are half a dozen things that would raise my eyebrows. So this is, he's starting. The troll begins. So he goes to a part of New Orleans where it's got this gigantic peninsula, and there's like Bohemia, Port Sulphur, Empire, Bass Trumpf, and Pielo Town. It's kind of on the south part, I believe. And he said, look at this. And there's like a river that goes from like the downtown New Orleans Renaissance Arts area all the way down the entire peninsula. And to the tip, to the very tip, down to the tip, mm-hmm. to the tip, mm-hmm. to the tip.
The tip of the dig,
and it says, all the different places, so he says, look at the river, look at all these different places it could enter or to the lake or sea, but does not, it goes all the way to the very tip of the land to enter water.
Isn't that
artificial? Maybe, but who would bother? Totally unrealistic.
Isn't that an artificial river they made for that purpose?
So he's commenting on it.
No, I know, but that's what's funny way, is like, they actually did that, and it's a preposterous notion, but they did it anyway.
So these are things like he's noticing that if you showed him the map as a fantasy map, he'd be like, this is dumb because of X.
No one would ever spend the time and effort to build a river.
But all of these things are real things that are in New Orleans.
So continue.
Okay. Another one is just like a topographical picture of Interstate 90 in New Orleans, or Louisiana, I guess is the better way to say it. It says, and let's take a look at this gem, a highway running between two gigantic fuck-off lakes near the ocean, a tiny strip of land barely wide enough for the road, and there's no way you're going to build houses on it. No way. That's dumb. And basically what this looks like is kind of a fucked-up ladder,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the oceans on, or the lakes are on either side, and they says there's houses there, but I don't see them. I think maybe they're there, but yeah, it's kind of dumb. I mean, that's like, talk about a place that's going to flood in an instant.
It does, routinely.
And yeah, like, it seems really made up.
Who would live in this place?
Finally, there's another one about a huge river. That's somewhere in fucking New Orleans, because they have a bunch of artificial rivers, I guess. And then there's this thing. What even is this? A canal? More like your e-eraser tool slipped, and then you didn't notice until it was time to color the thing, and you were too lazy to go back and fix it. Sloppy. And so, again, all the artificials on the New Orleans map look like someone, like,
fucked
just
up.
Took an eraser and, like, erased a bunch, and then they, like, fill blue and it just colored in all the stuff that they fucked up. This one is a map of New Orleans next to the Gulf of Mexico. It says, and speaking of sloppy, did you seriously just label this thing a lake? It's attached to the fucking ocean, Steve. That makes it by definition not a lake. So it's almost like a bay, but they call it Lake Bonge, B-O-N-G-N-E. And it's,
you don't pronounce any of the letters, it's French.
Oh, okay. But it literally just outlets into the, like, Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Or the Atlantic Ocean. And so, like, it's there. It, clearly not a lake because it's not enclosed by all sides of the continent. But you know what? Fuck it. We're
it's
in New Orleans.
Now. Yeah.
This one that made me laugh a lot. This is another picture of kind of, like, the downtown New Orleans area. And it's there's this lake called Lake, Pontchain. Pontchain.
Sure.
And it's... Okay, and you like lakes? Question mark? Should I say the question mark?
Yeah.
You pronounce that?
Yeah.
Then let's talk bridges. Building a bridge is hard, like real hard. That's why we do it at the narrowest points. You want to build across the widest fucking point of the lake, then you're putting that shit together by yourself, Steve. So this map has the longest point between the land areas on Lake Pontchain is like where they built a bridge, and it just seems fucking stupid.
Yeah. Why wouldn't anyone do this? What's wrong with you people?
Exactly. Okay, all the textures you've got going on here, it looks rad, but I'll give you that. But killing yourself like this in a map turnover is pointless because no cartographer is going to bother recreating every little puddle. They're not going to slap a swamp. They're going to slap a swamp texture on it and cash a check. So somebody took the time to, like, I don't know, detail the map of the southern part of New Orleans.
Yeah, all of those.
And, like,
things.
All the little swamps and lakes and stuff like that. So, like, he's saying that's a bunch of bullshit. They're not real, probably. He says, I'm sure there's many more things I could critique, but I don't want to be too harsh. It is a really interesting looking design, but in the end, it's just not believable. And don't give me your giant document of why it could be this way. We don't have space to print that. Says, anyway, big props to the South for convincing me that New Orleans is a real place. You all had me going there for a while. Please can up your map and resubmit when it follows the rules for a real world city. Nice. So, sick burn by the creator of...
And another one of those things where it's like, yeah, and the whole thing is like, what, 20 feet below sea level? Why would you live there?
Yeah.
But I feel like that means the next segment has to be other cities that we can describe with bizarre characteristics that we just take for granted.
So, like, we'd have to do a segment on it?
No, that's just, I think that's what we need to talk about now.
Okay, like what?
Like, well, Amsterdam is the next one where it's, like, it's also underwater and has canals,
most
but
streets.
Most
of Holland is, right? I mean,
not all of it, but much of it, yeah.
That's what most means.
Yeah, but specifically Amsterdam, because Amsterdam has a combination of streets and canals and can't make up its mind.
Like Venice, right?
Well, Venice is all canals.
But, like, everything is, like, suspended above water.
Right, but then Amsterdam... It sprawls out enough where it doesn't anymore. It's like, fucking make up your mind. You can't be a canal city and have roads. Like, pick one. Bullshit.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Stop rationalizing, Steve. I'm just telling you that that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Where if you were to look at a city that had those characteristics in a fantasy context, you would be like, God, you just had to have everything in the city, didn't you?
I can't think. I'm not good enough at this game. Okay. I don't know. Go ahead.
Nile Delta. No one would ever think to attack this place. It's clearly too defensible, and it's at the like it's like an OP area of abundance. Who the fuck would believe that this one spot, surrounded by desert on all sides, somehow can support the cradle of life? That's stupid. There's no way you'd have that level of concentrated like aquatic stuff, and then nothing around you. Totally unbelievable. What kind of like weird like mono. Biome system are you working on here, Steve?
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know the geography.
So you're
going to
tell me that these guys came in and they colonized one city of a whole nation, but just a city, and everyone's cool with that? Like what? They speak English, but not always? Is it all white people? No, it's not. Like, this is bullshit. Who the fuck would let you own one city in your country?
Are you talking about New Orleans?
No.
What are you talking about?
China.
Oh, okay.
Shanghai.
Dude, you're like know so much more about geography than I do, apparently.
Evidently that's the case.
Yeah, like I have spent zero to negative time learning about geography. How about okay. Like the Cliffs of Moher? Is that now that's a natural cool. That's a cool thing. We don't want to talk about that. Amy, do you know anything about geography?
No.
Denver, like with the picturesque perfect view in the mountains, what did you just drive up to them and be like, that looks hard, fuck it, and then stop? Like who the hell would... what are the odds that you've managed to find such a picturesque mountain range directly next to the only place you would want to live?
I mean, that seems just, like, nice to me. Like,
this is way too convenient of a picturesque thing. That would never happen in real life.
What about, like...
Where are the trade routes? What rivers can you ship things on? This doesn't make any fucking sense. Who would build a city here?
I was thinking that for, like, any part in Wyoming. Like...
That's a good one, yeah.
Like, why... Like, who's driving through... Wagoning through Wyoming and was like... Yeah, okay. Well, with Cheyenne here. But that's like that's an easy one. Taking on Wyoming is the easiest.
Go start there. Work your way up. It's great, man. You gotta start.
Let's
from
talk about fucking the moon. I mean, who's there in the moon? Because there's craters, and then there's moon dust, and you don't want to breathe that shit in. That's why we haven't colonized. Oh shit, we're not there yet.
What do you mean you built the third biggest city on the entire planet on loam? How could you possibly support the whole city on that? That's nonsense. No one would believe that you've built the whole thing on top of that flimsy-ass soil.
Where is this?
New York City.
Oh, okay.
How about this one? So you're telling me that this city, Chicago, whatever the fuck, is built literally on top of the foundations of the same city but older, and they just jacked the whole thing up? That's nonsense. No one would ever spend the money to do that for a whole fucking city.
Okay, I like that one. That one is an 8 out of 10 for me. Because that's actually something we should go check out while we're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or we checked out when we were in Chicago. Wink. That was a wink at you, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. It's
yeah, Kevin.
For you. You can guess the date of this one, too, now, probably. So you're telling me this place, Machu Picchu, is just a city on the top of the tallest mountain around? How the fuck would you get water? Who would build this city? This is insane. No one would live here.
Dude, I think I'm getting what you're talking about.
Starting to get the hang of it?
No, I don't know enough about geography, okay. But like, yeah, I mean, I get what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're just sitting here judging other people with your judge face.
Yeah, Judgy Jason. That's what you do.
Because I was like, I don't know, what country is Machu Picchu even in?
Shit, what country is Machu Picchu in? I forget. It's on the border of somewhere.
I thought it was like Africa.
It's in
right.
South America, and it's...
Oh, you're right, you're right.
I want to say Chile.
Yeah.
But it might be... I feel like it's in a mountain range where it's near the edge of something. But
oh,
I don't remember.
I think I have one.
Go for it.
So, you land on this rock that's shooting up other magma versions of rock and decide, hey, let's just make our capital city right in between a bunch of volcanoes.
Who would do that?
That was my Iceland one.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool. Hey, I did it.
You getting it?
I got one. I did it.
Or you can still pick on the canal ones. Like, what do you mean? Okay, let's build buildings, and then when they flood, not leave. Now we have rivers for streets. What kind of a dumbass would do? Why would you do that? Why would you stay at the move? Who would believe that you would maintain a city for there for even a few years, much less centuries? Really? Like they never fixed their flood problem for centuries? You're fucking kidding me. Who's gonna buy that?
I'm trying to think of swamp ones, because swamp land is like the worst of all the land. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. In history.
Yep.
Or actually, let's we could do like Australia, because if you're like, so you experienced a bunch of wildlife that literally tried to kill you to get you out of this area, and you're still going to, like, try to inhabit, like, this area. You literally find giant spiders and scorpions in your shoes that kill people, and you still want to live
there. Who would live? No one's going to believe that there's this bustling metropolis directly next to the most desolate and horrifying desert in the world. Who the hell's going to... I can't sell this map. No one's going to believe this. It's too unbelievable. Preposterous.
So you're telling me there's a breadth of humans in the world that live on a series of islands next to a gigantic non-island ocean-based continent called China. Yeah. Like that seems impractical. Like, why are you just going to float around in a boat all day? You get seasick.
Who would believe that there's like a boat-dwelling people? That doesn't make any sense. So wait. This is you're telling me there's a city, and people live here, and it's dark for 6 months out of the year. That's lazy storytelling, right? That's lazy fantasy shit. Like, could you be more, like, over the top with your fucking, like, thematic environment shit? Like, no one's gonna believe that it's dark for 6 months out of the year and then light for 6 months out of the year. I mean, there's gotta have rules. It's not the unbounded fantasy, right? I mean, this is a real world with physics in it. You can't just have a special place in the planet where it's dark for 6 months out of the year. That's... And if you did, who the fuck would live there? Why would you live? Move. Leave. Go out of there. Like, why would someone choose to live in such a horrifying place? No one will buy it. No one will believe it. How many people? Hundreds of thousands? No fucking way. No way. Maybe like 30.
Now I'm getting into things that aren't geography-based, where it's like, all right, so you're saying that there's a city where the police force is so corrupt they can arrest you for nothing and keep you in jail and steal all your stuff, and you still want to go visit there as a tourist.
No one's gonna believe that. That story doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, why would anybody live there? Like, why is the population still like exist in that area?
Yeah. This really just becomes a reflection on the human condition. And
yeah, it's getting really, really
bullshit.
Dark.
Yeah.
Too dark. Too dark. Pull back. Pull out.
So,
see you on the tees.
What?
That was like a pull out.
Oh, it took a second to get there. But only a second.
So, I guess here what we're trying to say at Sitsock is, you know, if you're going to make up fantasy worlds, don't base them on our world.
I think it's more the fact that the real world is so fucking weird that it's too weird for you to accept it from a rational standpoint.
Yeah.
Case in point, there are snowy mountains in Africa. I looked it up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you get high enough in the atmosphere.
Yeah, but they're there. They're so, like, the Wakanda, the neighbor tribe.
Oh, okay, so they could actually have that.
It might not be that extreme, but there are mountains. They don't quite look like that, but it's not unfeasible that there would be a mountain range dwelling people.
It's okay, because in a movie that's going to culturally appropriate that hard, I'm really not paying attention to how snowy it is in some mountains. Kendrick doesn't have his car gun, and I'm happy.
Just me working my way through the urge to kill us all.
Don't turn the wheel.
That was, that's all it was.
Amy, can you maybe talk about this kind of book club thing you got going on for like the last 10 minutes or so? Or maybe 5 minutes? Like, describe what it is and how it works and how you feel about it so far.
In the form of a haiku.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Or multiple haikus. Perhaps seven?
A
or five.
Book club where we each pick out a book. Yep.
Okay, do it without the haikus, but with verse. Like
iambic pentameter.
Yeah, iambic pentameter, please.
So it's a book club. It's from Sweden?
Iceland
is pretty sweet, though.
It's a tradition that they have where every year when the new books come out, they host book parties where they'll all get together in one place and start reading a book. And we are taking this concept and kind of putting a twist on it where everybody in this book club, Kate, Megan, myself, a couple others, Janet, we picked a book that we all really like, one book, brought it to the club, and then we're rotating. So we just had the first round. I picked Rosemary's Baby, which was...
You picked or got... It was given to you?
I picked it.
Okay.
And so it was actually really interesting.
Did the last person get kind of, like, stuck with the book then?
I think the last person wasn't there. It was Chelsea, so she wasn't there, so she didn't get a pick.
Okay.
But I've really enjoyed it so far. Like, the actual party itself is nice because you get to sit and read, and it's a set amount of time where you can be quiet and actually read a book, which I have a hard time doing now because I'm busy doing other things.
It's the opposite of how Kyle and I operate. It's sit in a room quietly.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
so
why we're not invited.
Everybody sits in the pillow room.
Actually,
we had mulled wine last time, and then we all choose our books, we sit down, we start to read, we get as far as we can before we're sleepy, and then go home, and then you can finish in your own time. And so we're about to do round two today.
Round two.
Round Fight. Two. And I don't know what book I'm going to get. But I'm going to trade back in Rosemary's Baby.
So yeah, it's a kind of a cool twist on like a normal kind of book club where you all read the same book normally, but this is one where they're all reading different books.
I read different books.
That's how science works.
That's not too... Okay.
I'll remember that next time I'm in a knife fight.
All right. On that note, thank you everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe. We all love you, except Kyle. He doesn't love you.
I love you more than everyone else. That's why he didn't mention you in the list.